Pete Buttigieg, "If we can change constitution on prohibition, we can end electoral college." By Charlie Spiering on July 30, 2019. Mayor Pete Buttigieg argued that changing the constitution to end the electoral college for presidential elections was not radical, reminding Americans about the prohibition of alcohol. Buttigieg admitted that people look at me funny as if this country was incapable of structural reform when he proposed those ideas. This is a country that once changed its constitution so you couldn't drink and changed it back because we changed our minds about that. And you're telling me we can't reform our democracy in our time? He asked incredulously. The South Bend mayor repeated that he wanted to end the Electoral College, and the Supreme Court decision on Citizens United, add justices to the Supreme Court, and make Washington, D.C., a state. On the campaign trail, Buttigieg argues that a true democracy should allow the majority of voters to choose the president, which would put power in the liberal population centers on the East and West Coasts. We can't say it's much of a democracy when twice in my lifetime the Electoral College has overruled the American people, he said in April. Why should our vote in Indiana only count once or twice in a century? Or your vote in Wyoming or New York? He also wants to increase the number of Supreme Justices to 15, allowing both parties to appoint five justices each with a consensus on the other five justices.